Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients, and in the spirit of Dr. Marshall each Saturday, we reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today, I'm going to talk about issues that affect millions of women, endometriosis, fibroids, and polycystic ovaries. So my blockbuster special for this week will be D3 serum, DHA, and the gestrone cream. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. Place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or any questions that you have to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's cfhealthline@yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to Central Florida Healthline. Dr. Heist is with us again today. Welcome back, Dr. Heist.
Thank you, Renee. Good to be here.
The incident of fibroids, endometriosis, and polycystic ovaries seem to be nearly epidemic here in the USA. More than half a million American women have hysterectomies each year due to problems that are associated with these particular conditions. Seems like I hear more and more and more women coming in with these particular problems, whether it be fibroids or polycystic ovaries or endometriosis. Is this something that you typically saw a lot of when you were practicing?
Yes, very common. The hormonal system in a woman, when it gets out of balance, starts to create a whole host of symptoms that can affect the ovaries.
Yeah. Now, polycystic ovaries, probably one of the most common endocrine disorder in women and probably the most common cause of female infertility. This condition occurs usually when the ovaries produce more androgens than normal, which are the male sex hormones, and that's the testosterone, correct?
Right, that's right.
So too much of these androgens can lead to numerous symptoms, including those related to diabetes, in addition to the cysts that typically form in the ovaries. So polycystic ovaries can be very hard to identify because it's easily confused with other conditions that have very similar symptoms. And, you know, let's go through a list of these symptoms. Some people think, you know, according to their doctors, that these are normal, such as irregular periods, you know, are really heavy. Your periods are getting heavier than normal. Hair growing in unusual places like on the chin or the upper lip. Your back, your chest, weird places in the arms or thighs, even on the abdomen. Women can experience hair loss, skin problems, obesity, infertility, depression, anxiety, even eating disorders. But like I said, it can be related to things like insulin resistance and diabetic symptoms, such as your increased thirst and increased hunger. Some women have reported, I'm not sure if it's the women, maybe it's the men, have reported an increase that women have this, you know, increased verbal aggression or anger. Yeah. You know, those can be signs too.
Right.
So Are there any ways to really diagnose this, Dr. Heiss?
There is a blood test that can measure. It can be either serum, blood, mm-hmm. or saliva. And that can be a way of being able to measure the small amount of testosterone that a woman would normally produce. But if it becomes excessive, it will show up, and that will create a polycystic condition.
Yeah, and I know ultrasound they can do if the cysts are visible, and they're not always visible.
Right.
Just because they don't see them doesn't mean that you're not having some of these symptoms, or it's not there. Doing a sugar glucose test can show that there's insulin resistance, and this can be a sign of polycystic ovaries. Mainstream medicine usually offers pharmaceuticals to manage these symptoms, but aren't there natural ways, to help reverse this problem, or at least, help some of the symptoms?
Yeah, absolutely. There is very definitely a successful alternative treatments. Let's be clear that alternative medicine is really going back to a creation-based mechanism of using molecules that God created that resonate with the cells and the organs of the body. One of the major problems with this polycystic ovary disease is, which affects insulin levels, which is usually diet.
Mm-hmm.
And over a long period of time, that can begin to alter the ecology of the gut wall and begin to throw the chemistry out of balance. And then that starts to create this whole cascading effect that you talked about with insulin resistance because of the pre-diabetic problem. It's usually associated with being overweight because mm-hmm. you're eating too many carbs. And a lot of the foods which are manufactured, they're not natural. They're chemically based,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of this stuff has artificial estrogens in it. So all that helps to push the body into a chemical imbalance, and it harms the gut. So that's that mechanism that creates the homeostasis of regulating the hormonal system. And so when the gut goes off, you just have this, particularly in a woman, this tendency to start to throw the hormonal system out of balance. And then, as you mentioned, it could even get into changes in brain function and emotions.
And because it affects the insulin resistance, a lot of people, when they think of it, they think, okay, well, I just need to cut out carbohydrates, or I just need to cut out sugary foods and sugary drinks that spike blood sugar levels. But there's other foods that can greatly affect your insulin resistance, such as your fried greasy foods, your margarine, your bad oils,
yeah.
processed meats.
Yes.
There's more studies that are even showing that, more of the animal proteins are also doing it. So you want to truly, incorporate into your diet anything that reduces inflammation. Your nuts, your leafy greens, your tomatoes, berries, and fiber-dense food is very important also. And there are also a number of nutrients that can reduce many of the symptoms. Vitamin D3, along with the coral legend, which is your calcium and magnesium, this may be a very simple and effective option for that. In fact, in 2012, a study in Iran showed that 83% of all participants were found to be deficient in vitamin D. And, there's also research at Harvard and in Spain that suggests that D3 and calcium have other important roles as far as regulating the female reproductive system.
And so, because the polycystic condition involves usually the ovaries, and then can even go out into the uterus as well, and that's muscular tissue
mm-hmm.
as well. So when the electrolytes or the calcium magnesium level gets out of balance, you've got essentially a hypertonicity, which is a cramping of that muscle. And
yeah.
so that can help to create some of the pain and discomfort as well.
Yeah, and talking about the D3, there's studies that have shown also that it greatly reduce the risk of getting fibroid tumors. And of course, you know, that being one of our blockbuster specials this week, you can jump on that. But one of our other blockbuster specials, the DHA, should also be seriously considered. Yeah. This is a great form of omega-3s, and not all omega-3s are created equal. There was a study done in 2003 or 2013. It showed that taking 1,500 milligrams of DHA daily for 6 months actually decreased the testosterone levels of women with polycystic ovaries. And DHA is also very, very effective when you're dealing with endometriosis and fibroids. Dr. Heiss, there are studies that show women with polycystic ovaries have less diversity of gut bacteria, meaning they've got more bad gut bacteria than they do good. Is this a surprise to you?
Not a bit. You know, we've said oftentimes that when we talk about some of these physical problems that we have, that as the gut goes, so goes your health.
Mm-hmm.
And the gastric system is where even estrogens are handled, and the removal of bad estrogens, which we have a pool supply of that stuff coming from a lot of the manufactured foods. And so there is a connection, a direct connection, I would say. When a patient would come to me that would complain of polycystic type symptoms or fibroids and so forth, I would be very suspicious that what drives the imbalance of the hormonal system that causes the estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone levels to go off usually doesn't go by itself. What precludes the problem is the gut bacteria and the condition of the gastric lining. Once that goes off, what oftentimes happens in my experience is that the first thing that throws off is the hormonal system.
Yeah.
That's why so many women have difficulties with the hormonal system. And it doesn't stop with just the pelvic area. It also has an effect on the endocrine system, which then has a lot to do with neurotransmitters in the brain. And that's why so many women suffer with anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. and it gets worse. Pre-period.
Yeah. If anger issues, anything emotional is usually tied in with the hormonal system.
Yeah. The gut is crucial. The gut is everything. And I would be surprised. I really would. If I found that there was a hormonal imbalance that I could not find a cofactor in the gastric system. So this is where we go back to the diet, which is what you talked about in the beginning with mm-hmm. diabetes, insulin resistance, too many carbs, too many sugars. It throws the insulin levels into excessively high levels. And that's usually diet related. And with that diet comes harmful foods.
Mm-hmm.
If a person really wanted to go the strict route, be a vegan or a vegetarian, they likely are not going to have too much problem with their health. You know, they're going to be pretty healthy. They're eating a lot of the stuff that God creates out of the garden, off the trees, and out of the soil. But if we start eating man's manufactured foods, there's a lot of chemicals in there, and they are estrogen mimickers too.
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. So they can really disrupt the hormonal system.
Yeah. Now, I think what I'm surprised the most is those with polycystic ovaries might not even know that they suffer. And again, it's usually because the symptoms, they just mimic so many other conditions.
Yeah.
But with endometriosis and usually fibroids also, it's different. It's a painful condition that causes both infertility and pelvic pain. Conventional treatments involve usually surgery to remove the growth. A lot of times they'll remove the ovaries, and in extreme cases, they'll just do a hysterectomy. But even, you know, what they're not told, these women are not told that even in these surgical cases, sometimes there's a regrowth of this tissue, and that is because the underlying problem hasn't been taken care of.
That's right.
So, but the good news is, the holistic alternatives are very effective in controlling symptoms. And Dr. Heiss, you had a lot of success with these issues. You know, and like you said, you realized that the gut was pretty much almost, you know, the common denominator. But what are some other nutrients? We talked about DHA and D3 and the gestrone cream. What are some other nutrients that you found to be very effective?
Herbs, first of all, when we use the herbs that we do use, we're using them coming straight from nature. So it has the whole molecule. And there is a product that's called Multipollen.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is probably first in line for being considered as a benefit for helping to bring the hormonal system back into balance. Anytime there's polycystic conditions, there's always a hormonal imbalance. And so we've got to find the gut problem, probably, that's where it starts. But then also to go to that organ, to go to the ovary, Multipollen along with that progesterone cream and the DHA and the D3 is another herb that's had a high degree of success. But I want to encourage our listeners too. This is definitely a solvable problem. It is, you're not stuck in a rut you can't get out of.
This is true.
So, yeah.
This is true. And as we mentioned, one of the major possible links to all these, whether it be the fibroids, the endometriosis, polycystic ovaries, is exposure, to environmental chemicals also, not just the bad foods.
Yeah.
So you want to cut down your exposure to these chemicals and, by diet, trying to avoid genetically modified foods, reducing your use of paper towels and household cleaning products. I've got a way of eliminating 99% of bacteria by using only water to clean. So if you're interested in that, give me a call at Heiss Health Clinic and I'll get you some information there. But your thoughts on these disrupting chemicals and foods and what are some other things that we should avoid to avoid these bad estrogens, the xenoestrogens?
Keep in mind that nearly all meats are grown with estrogens and antibiotics and steroids. Even salmon, everybody said, boy, salmon is great. Mm-hmm. has a good oils, good fats. However, if it's not wild caught, it's going to be farm raised. And there's a lot of other meats, the beef meats. If it doesn't say that it's grass fed, then it's been fed probably soy and has been given hormones or antibiotics along the way because of the commercial growing that they do. It's not fresh catch or wild caught. And so therefore it has estrogens.
Yeah.
And they've used those along with the genetically modified soy to feed it protein. Boy, it's just a double dose of a very aggressive chemical that can mess up our own body's hormonal system.
Yeah, and a lot of people that are trying to eat healthy will incorporate soy into their diets, but soy is very estrogenic.
Very. Most soy is genetically modified.
Yeah,
most
I of believe it's like 99% of the soy is genetically modified. So finding clean soy is near impossible.
Yeah.
Oral contraceptives, those also can have an estrogen effect on you. Use of plastic water bottles.
Yeah.
Especially if they've sat in the hot sun. And of course, we live in Florida and, we know those trucks that are delivering our groceries typically aren't refrigerated. So, and then if you go to your grocery store, typically you'll see big cases of water sitting out front. And that just, that makes the hair on my neck stand up.
Yeah. The plastic that they use is not BPA free.
Yeah.
So it's polyphenols that are in there that are very harmful.
And as people are trying to, stay germ-free and clean, there's a lot of use of hand sanitizers. And that's a problem also as far as those xenoestrogens, because the palms of your hands are very porous, so they absorb a lot of those chemicals that are used there.
What about cosmetics?
Cosmetics are a big one, too. Cosmetics, body lotions, hair care products, but especially for women, cosmetics are big.
Do they have outlets where you can get a cosmetic that may not have some of these harmful ingredients?
There are. It's really hard to find. But typically It is. It's difficult. It's difficult to find. You have to really look at the label, and there are companies that and actually apps that you can put on your phone where you can scan the barcode of a particular cosmetic and product, and it will give you a grade on whether it's good, clean, or really avoid it. So I can get you that information.
Great.
Just call the office if you're interested.
Yeah.
Now, what are ways that we can detox these xenoestrogens?
The liver has the ability, if the liver is not overloaded with these toxins and poisons. Usually when you and I test a patient, we find the liver to be toxic and stressed. So we got to give you usually herbs to be able to facilitate the detoxification capabilities of the liver. But that's really a necessary function within the body that has a capability of being able to remove these estrogen molecules.
Yeah, the liver plays a big role in removing and converting the estrogen. And women with the fibroids, the endometriosis, polycystic ovaries, they are almost always estrogen dominant, but very, very low on progesterone. So our other blockbuster special, the progesterone cream, can definitely be of benefit because that is due to progesterone's ability to help speed up the clearance of estrogen from the tissues. And, you know, there are drugs that will help eliminate the symptoms of these conditions, you know, but these drugs, they don't treat the underlying cause. And that's the big problem. Do you want to put a Band-Aid on it and just survive, or do you want to get rid of what's causing all of this? And there are a number of nutrients and supplements also that I can recommend that will help with the symptoms, and they will work. But that is kind of the Western medicine mentality. It's like, I've got this issue. Okay, here, take this particular
right.
product.
Yep.
So it truly is better if you can get QRA tested. And this will help the entire body to be balanced. So you're less likely to have any issues, and then you're able to experience outrageous health.
Can you explain what QRA is?
And QRA, quantum reflex analysis, it is a kinesiological testing. A lot of naturopaths will have you hold your arm out, and when they go to the different acupuncture points on the body that correspond to different organs and glands, they will push down on the arm to see if there's a weakness. I actually use a bidigital O-ring, which is a lot more sensitive. So even if there's the slightest change, I can feel it. And that will let us know if that particular organ or gland needs some nutritional support. If it does, we can put a nutrient in your field, and the frequency of that nutrient will actually resonate with the frequency of that organ and gland.
So you're really dealing at a level of energy.
Absolutely.
That's physics based.
Yep. Absolutely. Quantum physics is what it is.
So it's not a guessing game where you just give them a nutrient and say, well, come back in 2 weeks. We'll check.
See
if it's any better.
Once we figure out what that particular organ or gland wants, then we can determine how much it needs. So if a label says take 1-3 times a day, maybe your body only needs 2, so you're not taking more than you need. Or maybe it needs extra support for a short period of time, so we'll give it what it requests.
So when you use these products like D3, DHA, progesterone cream, multipollen, so forth, you're making that prescription based upon what the body is telling you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, the body tells me what it needs. I don't tell the body what it needs.
There you go. Yeah. Wow, that really makes it so much more accurate.
Yeah.
It's more accurate than a blood test, isn't it?
I find it to be so, yeah. Even personally, when I used to carry on and on about, you know, I've got all these symptoms of that my thyroid is having issues, and, you know, tests would come back and go, no, you're fine. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't feel fine, and all the boxes are checked off that I'm not fine.
A lot of people, don't you find that a lot of women will come to you saying, well, I'm depressed, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I've got this hormonal imbalance. Mm-hmm. But the doctor says my TSH is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Yep.
But I don't feel fine. So
that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, a QRA test is definitely, but you know, if you can't do that, that's fine. The important thing is the choices that you make, because those choices will either lead you closer to sickness or closer to health. You know, and I understand what you're going through. I had my own health challenges, which is what led me down this path that I'm on now. And I can assure you that by using the foods, the herbs, everything that God provided, that is definitely the better option. So, well, Dr. Heiss, I thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thanks for sharing your expertise. You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, located in beautiful Winter Park, Florida. My blockbuster special this week is the D3 Serum, DHA, and Gesterone Cream. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com or find Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.